This is URN Sport.
So my name's Daniel. I'm the Vice President of the University of Nottingham Fencing Club. And for this year, I've been taking a lot of the responsibilities for making sure that everything runs nice and smoothly.
It's been a fairly mixed season for your men's and women's teams. The men's are sitting mid-table and the women's haven't had the best seasons. How are you going to prepare yourselves for varsity?
It's almost a bit unfair, I suppose, to say we had a mixed season. Because our women's first are in the Premiership, they've actually performed better than they did last year. And our women's seconds are on track to win their league, so they won the cup last week. So I think in terms of the women's teams, we're looking pretty good. Arguably, the men could have had a better season. I think we got a bit unlucky against a couple of teams. So I think we're looking forward to finishing the year on a high and kind of a big, almost like Lord of the Rings style kind of showdown between Trent will be a good way to finish things.
Has David Ross Sports Village and the new fencing style take the team that little bit further, and does it give you an edge over Trent?
It is an absolutely brilliant facility. Like, there isn't a single person in the club that doesn't love it. There isn't a single other university that's come to us who hasn't loved it. And I think that just having a facility like that does give us a little bit of an advantage over Trent, just because we know that the university's properly behind us. They're giving us the funding, they're giving us the facilities to kind of perform at our absolute best. And I think that's all we can ask from them. And now all we've got to do is perform as best we can.
What are the strengths that you've shown this season?
I think it's a tricky one because there's a lot of stuff that goes on. I think we've definitely shown they're a very resilient team. I've shown that they're a resilient club, in fact, that even in the face of like great adversity, so with the big teams like Loughborough, that we can go out, even though we know we might not win, we're going to put our hearts and souls into it and make sure that we come away victorious.
Have you been monitoring Trent's progress throughout the season?
We've kept a good eye on Trent. They're in the same league as our men's second team, so they've already fenced over the course of the year, and we know we've been successful so far. So I think we're very, very hopeful and quietly confident that we can have a successful varsity event.
This is the only second year fencing has been part of a varsity series. How has it been being part of varsity?
It's been really enjoyable. We enjoyed it last year. I think it was very successful. It was nice to be able to kind of get involved with the other sports. I mean, we're not necessarily big enough to have our own event, but the Super Wednesdays worked very, very well for us. And it was nice to be able to do our thing next to the likes of archery and some of the bigger sports and show what we actually get up to.
So as you mentioned, fencing is on the first Super Wednesday. How important is the crowd and fans going to be during that day?
I think it's going to be quite important. We're, I suppose, as a club, used to only small numbers of people coming down because we are a smaller sport. But it'll be nice to be fencing in the main hall of David Ross, so we can hopefully get a good number of people down to watch us. I mean, it's one of these things. It's a Lord of the Rings sort of moment, in a way that when you've got the small kind of plucky underdogs, they do kind of get boosted when they get a large supporting behind them. So it's hopeful that by getting a greater number of people down, we can perform even better than we anticipate.
Do fixtures like this against Trent have an extra edge over in compared to games in the league and tournaments?
I think that's a difficult one. Obviously, throughout the year, our main priority is Bucks, because I suppose that's how we judge our performance. But it's really, really nice at the end of the year to have an event that kind of, I'm not going to say it doesn't matter, because varsity is very important and there's a lot of people that are very keen to perform well at varsity. But it's nice to just have a single one-off event that has kind of there's nothing that comes from it afterwards, so we can go out and we can just fence to our best level and see how we do, sort of thing.
Can I get a prediction for this year's fencing varsity?
I think we're going to win. I'm quietly confident, but yeah, I'm hoping that we can do that.